TSA ranks close to the bottom of federal agencies when it comes to employees' morale and their trust in their leaders. Detroit Transportation Security Officer Alan Jakimowicz says simple things might fix that. Screeners want basics like a promotional system that's clear and fair.
TSA preaches transparency, inclusiveness, fairness, but what the screeners see is not these words. TSA has a lot of little catch words like model workplace. Would we be one of the lowest agencies for morale had we had this model workplace? I don't think so. So what we hear is a lot of fancy words and catchphrases, but we don't see that in the workplace.
This is the first public battle between the TSA and its officers since July, when workers elected to have the American Federation of Government Employees represent them. AFGE President John Gage says officers are tired of being picked on for carrying out unpopular security policies, especially for an agency that doesn't treat them very well.
TSOs feel that management doesn't have their back, that if there is a situation that occurs with the public, TSO rolls right downhill.
The biggest sticking point, he says, is that the agency won't allow independent outside arbitrators to participate in disputes over employee performance. That's fundamental, Gage says.
It's what makes the world go round when it comes to a union environment. And it's something that every employee in the Department of Homeland Security has. It's something even that the management of TSA has. Yet, this agency, Mr. Pistol, has said that a basic grievance procedure and arbitration are off the table, and he has set up a company grievance procedure.
Gage called the TSA's insiders-only arbitration process a kangaroo court. TSA did not return our request for comment. The law gives agency administrator John Pistol unusual ability to decide which issues to negotiate with its union. In February, he sent a memo to workers saying collective bargaining on processes governing performance management, awards and recognition, employee attendance, and work shifts would be okay. It said security issues were off the table. Gage says this dispute has nothing to do with national security.
TSA's position is not about national security. It's about hiding a management structure that is incompetent.
He says agency policies discriminate against female airport screeners in particular. The regulations allow officers to earn more pay if they screen both passengers and luggage, but female officers are in such demand for passenger pat-downs that they rarely get the chance to screen baggage. Newark officer Stacy Botman says it's exhausting.
You have women running literally from lane to lane to do pat-downs. They have to sometimes move from checkpoint to checkpoint. Sometimes they're out on the ramp and they got to come running up to do pat-downs because we're not staffed correctly. Now, that's a management problem, but the brunt of that goes on our back. If you question management, you know, about, oh, well, why do I have to run to a different terminal? There's discipline that follows.
By law, the union can't strike, but it may picket on these issues. AFG says travelers need to see transportation security officers are trying to keep them safe and need their own protections, too. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.